Welcome to the Manning Report. I am James David Manning, broadcasting from the great metropolis of New York City. Our studio, pardon me, and church is located in a community formerly known as Harlem. The name of this community has been changed to Outlaw. So Outlaw's where we're at. We're just north of Central Park, about 6 miles north of where the World Trade Center stood and where now Ground Zero is finally memorialized and where they, the Islamic jihadists, are trying to build a mosque in honor of their victory on 9/11. We'll see about that. Bloomberg and everybody else. I can't imagine what's going on in the minds of everybody these days, being so religious tolerant and so politically correct. It is driving me insane. By the way, we got a number of things on the rundown today. We got to talk about what's happening in the court-martial of Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin. It is absolutely outrageous what they're doing to this man, and also everybody's talking about Hurricane Earl. I guess they've got nothing else to report. The long-legged Mac Daddy is supposed to be making a speech on employment or the economy at some point today, but Hurricane Earl is the only thing that at least CNN is reporting, and the jobs numbers came in from August, and my friends, the unemployment number does not look good. It ticked up 0.1%. Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia is declaring there's going to be a tsunami of changing of seats in both the House and Senate. We'll see about that as we go into today's broadcast. And Time Magazine is putting out an article now. You know, Time Magazine is the magazine that ran some 14 front page, putting Mr. Obama, the long-legged Mac Daddy's mug on the front of Time Magazine at least 14 times during the 2008 presidential election. What a communist, if you will, propaganda. Anyway, they're now running him as Mr. Unpopular. What a difference an election makes. We're going to be going over that. And what is going on with Eric Holder? Tweety Pie is what I call him. Doesn't he look like Tweety Pie from, you know, the cartoon from years ago? He and the long-legged Mac Daddy are now suing Sheriff Joe Arpaio out in Arizona. First, they sued Jan Brewer and the state legislators in the whole state of Arizona. Now they're jacking up Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And they filed in their brief to the UN, United Nations, and violations of human rights that Eric Holder, this lowlife, and his lowlife companion, Lord in his life, Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama, included Arizona as a violator of human rights by upholding the U.S. Constitution and the federal laws regarding immigration. It is absolutely outrageous what's going on in our nation. I think I'm moving to China. Anyway, and I can broadcast from China, too, by the way. It won't be a big deal. They may not let me out of China. China kind of loves the foolishness that's going on in this nation because it's quite profitable to them. Will Hillary Clinton run? Where she's running now. Did Hillary get a facelift recently? I saw her the other day sitting between George, who was it, Mahmoud Abbas, and also Benjamin Netanyahu. And it appeared that she had gotten a facelift. Listen, I got to take a break. We'll be back with all. Well, I got some things I want to say, so fasten your seatbelts today. It's going to be a rough ride today. You didn't get Hurricane Earl, but you're going to get James David Manning. Backstabbers. They're on their way.
They do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
You're listening to The Manning Report with Dr. James David Manning. The Manning Report will continue in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We didn't get the strength of Hurricane Earl, as many suspected that we would, and I'm glad that we didn't. However, hurricanes, I believe, are somewhat necessary for a large number of reasons to our ecosystem, environment, and all these Greenpeace people, and global warming creeps as well. But can I talk to you for just a moment? On yesterday, in a courtroom in Fort Meade, Maryland, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Terry Lakin faced court-martial charges in the opening process of his trial, and he met Army Colonel Denise R. Lynn, who ruled on yesterday that the lieutenant could not introduce any evidence or information as a defense that Barack Hussein Obama is not a natural-born citizen, nor could he request the records regarding Obama's college transcripts, his birth certificate, passports as they were up until 1985, or any other relevant information about his travels in Jakarta, or what his name may or may not be, or the alleged birth certificate that is in the Honolulu vault. The judge ruled emphatically that there will be no opportunity to discover that evidence, which is all of our constitutional rights to be able to face our accusers and have the appropriate discovery of evidence. Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin has been denied his constitutional rights. Moreover, the judge went a step further and demonstrated or ruled that Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin could not present any witnesses that could testify to any of the items that I just outlined. And as you know, the Lieutenant Colonel refused to deploy to Afghanistan because he believed that Mr. Barack Obama does not have the constitutional authority to order him into battle, inasmuch as that he is not a natural-born citizen and that his presidency is a criminal act and has been from the very beginning. But the very fact that this judge, Denise R. Lynn, has ruled that Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin cannot use any of these this evidence as a defense, he's left without a defense. Moreover, the judge told Lieutenant Colonel Lakin that he needs to get another defense. Well, what other defense is there? Well, that we can, I certainly cannot appreciate, will not swallow, but we are watching a grave miscarriage of justice going on now regarding constitutional rights when it comes to certain people in great power. But here is the greatest outrage of the year. I don't find, building the mosque at Ground Zero is certainly an horrendous outrage, but here is the greatest outrage of the year. The very fact that this man who has put his life and career on the line to stand up because he believes in his heart, and I know as factual evidence because I conducted a trial that brought out the very evidence that Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin wishes to produce in his trial that demonstrated unequivocally leaving no reasonable room for doubt, but overshadowing anyone who may think that Mr. Obama is a natural born citizen, all doubts, all thoughts are removed. He is not. However, here, what we have now is a nation that is allowing this man who's put his life and career on the line to be railroaded and to lose his life, very possibly to be destroyed. Now, here, I've got some things I want to say, and I want you to hear me and hear me clearly. There is such a phony outrage going on in our nation over Mr. Obama, but no one wishes to stand up and declare their outrage over the way the courts have been manipulated by the Obama administration. There was a Restoring Honor march or picnic in Washington this past Saturday, and I want to know, I want to ask you, now you can take whatever side you want to take on this, but I want to ask you, you're an American citizen, you're a patriot. I want to ask you, during that vast ceremony of over 500,000 alleged patriots, constitutionally loving Americans who were there at that ceremony this past Saturday, why is it that Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin was not a guest of honor? Why is it that he was not honored at that ceremony? Why is it that his name was not mentioned at that event? Why is it that 500,000 people came alleging to be patriots, alleging to be restoring America, and here is a man who is standing in an honorable way? In fact, Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin is the most honorable man in America today, yet the crowd of 500,000 and its guru leader, Messianic Glenn Beck, failed to recognize it. It is hypocrisy at the greatest level. It is hypocrisy, my brothers and my sisters, at the highest level that this is going on in our nation. Moreover, the media has been co-opted. Not only is Judge Denise Lynn, she's been co-opted, but the media refuses. They cover trivial stories, meaningless stories, hours after hour with no impact or importance for the American public. And yet they will not do one story, all of the pundits, and there's not one candidate that is presently running for office that has mentioned the outrage and the railroading court-martial that is happening to Lieutenant Terry Lakin. The pundits, the Tea Party, you'll remember the Tea Party got started, first of all, raising the question of where is the birth certificate. Indeed, Mickey Booth, who was a Republican candidate for Congress in Oklahoma, went to the Tea Party meeting in Tennessee, Nashville, and raised that on the conference floor. Where is the doggone birth certificate? But now you can't get a Tea Party member to talk about the birth certificate. Listen, we have got a criminal sitting in the White House. His name is Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama. And for people to run around and talk about, we're going to change Congress, we're going to change the Senate, we're going to take over the House, take over the Senate, and all of this hullabaloo about Sarah Palin and others who are winning elections all over America is nothing but the highest level of hypocrisy that I've ever seen in my life. Because the ultimate crime here in America, the ultimate need to be addressed, is the fact that we have a non-natural born citizen who's not constitutionally eligible to serve. Now, here, listen to this. You listen to this. This man has co-opted, he has shut down the media, and every politician running that will not raise the issue of Terry Lakin being court-martialed, his defense. And aren't we innocent until, you know, found guilty? Should not there be someone of all the candidates running for Congress on the Tea Party line or the Republican conservative line, should not there be at least one radio talk show host, at least one television, Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly, or someone who will at least mention the fact that Terry Lakin is being court-martialed, and whether he's guilty or innocent remains to be seen. No, they've already been sold out and co-opted under the maniacal, tyrannical, communist power, Marxist Islamic dogma of Barack Hussein Obama. And my friends, let me tell you something. I'm going to say something to you. Look at here. That picnic on Saturday was an outrage. The fact that Lieutenant Terry Lakin is languishing for his life and no one thought to give him any honor this past Saturday, and no one is going to give him. They're going to allow this to take place. You're going to allow it to take place. I'm not upset with Obama about this. I'm not upset with Judge Lynn about this. I'm not upset with the pundits on television and the phony messiahs on television. But I am outraged at the American people allowing this man to go down the tube, and you're running around following these people and tuning in to these talk show people and not demanding that there be some defense, not demanding that this man be able to have discovery. My friends, I want to tell you something. I'll tell you this from the civil rights movement. I'll tell you this from the Jim Crow period. If they do it to Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin today, they're going to do it to you and your children tomorrow. You need to stop that long-legged Mac Daddy Obama, and you need to call those people who are now caught up in a web of lies and hypocrisy in the media, in business, in courts, in the Congress. They need to be called to task, and it doesn't matter who you send to Congress this year. If they have denied Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin justice, I don't care who it is that you send from the Tea Party to Congress, they are worse than a hypocrite, and they do not deserve the right to sit in Congress and preside or make laws when they allow Barack Hussein Obama to be the biggest criminal that have ever walked the face of this earth. And yet their campaign does not address it, and they're allowing this man to go to prison or even lose his life, and they have remained silent. Let me say something to you about that picnic on Saturday. Jesus Christ was not in it, and Jesus will not allow anyone to think that victory will be won by some self-evaluating process and never standing up to face the enemy. The Bible is the sword, and it cuts between the bone and the marrow, and blood shall run even at the orders of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's certainly that picnic was not the kind of event that would have saved this nation during the revolutionary crisis. My friends, we need to go to battle. We're at war. And someone is telling us to act like Buddhist monks and just sit there and let them burn us at the stake. No! Where is the outrage over Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin? That's what I want to know. I'm James David Manning. This is the Manning Report. You didn't get Hurricane Earl. You got Hurricane Manning.
Hi-yo, silver.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Friends, I want to remind you that the Manning Report will be returning to Otla Media Network at otla.org on the 7th of September, next week, on Tuesday after Labor Day, at 3 p.m. in the forenoon. And it will proceed right up to the 6 o'clock hour every day, Monday through Friday thereafter, until there's some orders from above for us to stop broadcasting. But the Otla Media Network will return. The Manning Report, rather, will return to the Otla Media Network on otla.org. Indeed, you can go to otla.org at any time, day or night, and you'll find a plethora of things going on there regarding our ministry, what we're doing, and especially the invitation for you to attend the Otla celebration that will begin on the 14th of September, celebrating the giving of the name Otla right through the 28th. We're going to have 14 days of celebration, mainly at 7:30 in the evening during the weekdays, and we'll have 11 o'clock worship on Saturdays and 6 o'clock worship on Sundays, or at least the events will take place during those hours. Go to the otla.org website, that's us, and you'll find the schedule for the Otla celebration of this year. Now, our focus this year will be to organize people to align themselves with the vision that Almighty God has given for this community regarding the development of property, businesses, schools, education, and also the political leaders of this community. Everybody from the city council to the state legislators and assembly persons, and also the congressperson. We may not have an opportunity to greatly influence who will go to Congress in November from this district, the 15th district, that is now held by Congressman Charles R. Rangel. But we do believe in 2012, the congressman that goes to Congress will be someone that has been raised up out of the Otla vision, and that person very well may be you. However, it's important that you understand the vision. It's important that you understand all of what God has called us to do and to be with respect to this local community influencing the world. Now, we're not about civil rights, and we're not about racism. We're about righteousness. And the way you're going to find out about this is you're going to have to come to the meeting starting on the 14th of September and sit through a lot of discussion and a lot of talk and a lot of teaching that I will be doing about the vision, about business development, acquisition of property, because it's all here for the taking. All it takes is a committed group of people who understand their goals and they are not appendaged, or they have various running ideas about how to accomplish this. And then, of course, the education of our community, our nation, is very important. We need to return our schools back to schools that turn out great patriots, great Americans, not people that come out of our schools who hate America, want to be Marxists, communists, and all kinds of other ideologies that are adverse to the Constitution. We want to return our schools back to American, if you will, constitutionally. And we also need to focus on our churches as well, because they have gone greatly astray and they have fallen by the wayside. I want to ask you to make the strongest effort possible to participate in this event. Starting on the 14th of September, the weekday services will be held nightly. The Saturday services will be held at 11 a.m. and there may be one or two held at 9:45 a.m. as well. And the Sunday services will be held at 6 p.m. You want to be a part of this. So want to at least pull your coat to that, to have you become aware of that and let you know what's going on. We've got great plans. We believe that the time has never been more ripe. The time has never been more ripe than it is right now for us to really take full advantage of the economy in terms of acquisition of property and also the political structure of this nation. Because when Rangel falls, all of the people that are presently in government here in this community now are Rangel puppets. And so when the giant falls, so will the puppet strings pull the others down. And you and I need to be perched and poised to be able to put people in that position. So let's get back to that. Well, listen, you know, I talked about Lieutenant Terry Lakin today, and I've said what I've had to say. And it is absolutely incredible that the power of the media and the power of Obama, the long-legged Mac Daddy, to destroy the integrity. And if there should have been any honor anywhere on Saturday, Lieutenant Terry Lakin should have been the Grand Marshal of Honor. And of this, did I die and now living in a dream that is adverse to everything that God approves? And, you know, the devil is now getting all the limelight and no truth is being manifested. And good and decent people are being told they can't have access to the constitutional rights to face their accusers. And by the way, you know, the trial of Governor Blago was nothing but a sham. They actually let him walk, and they're going to let him walk on the other charge if they take him back to trial again on lying to a federal officer, an FBI agent, or whoever it was, Justice Department person. It was nothing but a sham. That's all that it was. My friends, listen, this nation is worth saving, and I want to lead the charge. I'm not afraid, and I'm asking you to stand up now, face the truth. We need to. It is absolutely outrageous. I'm praying for Lieutenant Terry Lakin, and I'm asking you to pray for him as well. You're listening to the Manning Report, my friends. I am James David Manning. We're broadcasting from the community in New York City, now known as Otla. Some of you may have come here years ago, and when it was known as Harlem. That's right. I'll see you on the backside of this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first-of-its-kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, the alleged sum of recovery has been really a sum of disaster. The unemployment numbers were issued today, and the August numbers ticked the unemployment totals up to 9.6%. As you may or may not know, there are at least 154 million employable people in America at present. And according to this number, 10% of that number, 154 million, would be unemployed, giving about 50 million people that are now registered as unemployed here in America. The other item, of course, is that 15 million only represents half of the total number that are unemployed. And of that 15 million, many of these people are underemployed, are working on jobs that really are out of their profession, or they're part-time jobs, just something to keep some income coming in. But there are another 15 million people that are no longer registered in the workforce. They've been unemployed for more than a year to 2 years or 3 years, and they're just not registering anymore. So our unemployment situation here in America is grave, to say the very least, about it. Now, long-legged Mac Daddy introduced and promised during his campaign, and that during the signing or at least voting for the stimulus package, that if it was passed, the unemployment numbers would not rise above 8%. Well, we see where they are. They went as high as 10.4%, and now they're down to 9.6. But I got to tell you this, that the economy is stagnant. We're not in a double-dip recession. We're in a depression at present. The difference between now and the 1930s during the Hoover years, the Roosevelt years, is that the money that's being poured into the economy under the so-called Keynesian economic structure of pouring, dumping money into the economy from the federal government that the government does not have the money to do. They are borrowing it or forging the money so that people have spending money. Otherwise, you see mass hysteria going on in our nation at present. But what we can be clear about is that the economy is not recovering as many thought and declared that it would. And we need to be mindful of how that is affecting the way people are adjusting themselves. The people that are now thinking that somehow or another that Congress will change and that once the Republicans get into office, that that's going to build the economy up. Sadly, to report, the economy is not partisan. It really, you have cycles of good economies and bad economies, and that's just the nature of the beast. doesn't really matter who's in office. I mean, Reagan went through perhaps the worst economy that we've had since the Great Depression, and he was a Republican. So I think that we need to understand that. And many of you are just entering into the political scene because you have this great and truthful aversion to Obama, and I understand that. You never paid very much attention to politics prior to that. You just went about your merry way. But now you're involved in the process. You become a part of the Tea Party, or you become a part of some other group because you'd like to see Obama move. I appreciate that and thank God for that. I think many of you, however, are being terribly hypocritical by not facing the issue that he is an illegal alien, not a natural born citizen, and that he has co-opted the media, the courts, and everybody else, as we have outlined, and the truth is not being told, and everybody's sweeping it under the rug. Why vote for a person who's going to the Senate or going to the Congress who knows that Obama is not a natural born citizen, indeed is a criminal, and yet they will not stand up for the Constitution on that issue? How can you expect them to stand up for the Constitution on any other issue? But having said that, many of you do not realize that the economy is not partisan. It just isn't. The bad economy started under Bush. And what we're going to have to do is recognize that the Republican Party is not going to, if they take over the House, is just not going to change the structure of our economic base. Now, of course, there are things that Obama is doing that he's already put in place. It'll take 3 to 4 years of a different president with different legislation, and very possibly you would have to try to repeal some of the things that Obama has put in place. And I can tell you this, no matter how much outrage there is out there over the health care bill, if the new Republicans or the new Tea Party members start measures to repeal the health care bill, it's just going to make Obama look a whole lot better. And it is absolutely foolish to think that somehow or another that the things that this man has done can be easily repealed, for the first off, and secondly, that it would not do more damage to our nation in an attempt to do so. The only remedy for dealing with Mr. Obama is to bring his records, unseal all those records, and for every congressperson running for Congress to run on the premise that they will make sure that the issue about Mr. Obama's eligibility be brought front and center. Otherwise, we're just wasting our time and spinning our wheels. All right, I got a call on the line. Let me take this caller, and then I got to get back to Time Magazine's front page article on Mr. Obama being Mr. Unpopular. Hello, caller.
Pastor Manning, Lucas, upstate New York. Good to jiggy with you this morning, sir. How are you?
You found me, Lucas. How'd you do that? I thought I was hiding from you.
No, we found you. We found you, sir, and I give God the praise for the Republic Broadcasting Network for having you on, and you're tearing it up. Keep up great
Lucas,
work.
Lucas, send them a letter and tell them that thank them for having me on their broadcast. Do that, would you please?
I will, sir, and I give God the praise for the vision of Otla, too, and I call on you, Pastor, and you're doing a great job to make this a nationwide vision, not just a community of formerly known as Harlem, but really outlaws the vision for restoring America, I think, where buying local.
You're absolutely right on that, Lucas. And not only that, while we're to make it a nationwide vision, but what it will do also, when you take a community like Harlem that will be raised up after throwing off civil rights, hatred, all of the things, the irresponsibility, all the things that have been so prevalent and true about this community and ascribing to righteousness, it will wake up the world. People around the planet will have to say there must be a God that has done that for those people. So thank you for accurately understanding that process.
Yes, sir. Well, keep up the great work, Pastor. Just wanted to say hi and have a great day, sir.
Thank you so very much. Now, listen here. I want to say that what a difference an election makes. During the campaign of 2008, Time Magazine ran 14 front page cover pictures of Mr. Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama, on his front cover. And then, of course, the inside cover were touting all the wonderful things about Mr. Obama and how many racist white Americans were against him, that they were not ready for a black president, and that racism was still alive and well, and that the accusations that he was aligned with Jeremiah Wright were just attempts to destroy him and derail him. I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable the lies that Time magazine told, the truth that they twisted, and the people that they marginalized, all because they wanted to see this panda bear, Obama, become the president of the United States of America. And when the issue were raised, because Hillary Clinton did raise the issue about the birth certificate, several people raised the issue, but the media immediately shut that down, siding with many African Americans that it doesn't matter where you were born. If the people vote for you, that's sufficient. But that was a miscarriage of justice. It was a violation of the Constitution. And now it's coming to bite Mr. Barack, the long-legged Mac Daddy, Obama in the behind, because now they published an article calling Mr. Obama Mr. Unpopular. And somehow or another, now that he is unpopular, that his career is finished. But let me say this to you. Time magazine was wrong when they promoted him as the Messiah. And they did. No, they did. And are you concerned now about all of these people that are gaining all of this enormous popularity and running to Washington and getting these large crowds? Listen, I can I just stick this in at this point? There was a whole hullabaloo this weekend about who has had the largest crowd in Washington, and certainly the Restoring Honor crowd was a record breaker. It was a massive crowd. It was then compared to Obama's inauguration speech. But the one thing I noticed, and of course you know, the last person on the planet I would want to ever say a good word about would be Louis Farrakhan. But I noticed that the media never raised the issue that Louis Farrakhan had a million-man march, and the Parks Department stated that there were 700,000 people at Louis Farrakhan's march. Louis Farrakhan said there were over a million. And my friends, I saw the aerial photos. I'm no expert at this, but I would guess there were 1.5 million black men at Louis Farrakhan's march. Yet the media failed to make that comparison this weekend. Now, I'm not here supporting Louis Farrakhan. I got another thing I want to say. I want to say, why is it that people like Louis Farrakhan, Glenn Beck, and others can get these large crowds at Washington? And I said this when Baptist preachers, Pentecostal preachers, Catholic preachers, Jehovah's Witness, black men, these men, Jehovah's Witnesses, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, were telling me to join the march on Washington with Louis Farrakhan, God was going to give us a word. And my friends, I said this, I am not going to hear a Muslim give me a word from God. I'm not going to hear the man who is anti-Jesus deliver me a word from Jesus. But black men went to the tune of 1.5 million. Now here, I'm very, very concerned. I'm very concerned that the number of people that imams and Buddhist monks and all that, I'm not necessarily for religious tolerance. Go ahead and call me what you want to call me. Call me a bigot if that's what you want to call me. But my Bible tells me that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's it. The Buddhist monk, the Muslim, and everybody else need to get saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. I don't believe in this ecumenical, if you will, tolerance that everybody's got the right answer and we're all going in the right direction no matter what. I don't believe that locking arms was the appropriate or is the appropriate thing to do. But I do want to say this. Louis Farrakhan has had the largest march that Washington has ever seen. You know why? Because his march was drawn from a smaller segment of society, and it included only men and not women. If you had restricted Beck's march to just women or just men, then you would see the comparison. So I think it's quite hypocritical of the media. And I'm not here supporting Louis Farrakhan. God forbid I would support that monster in any way. That's not, I'm just trying to get at the hypocrisy that's going on in our nation. And many times the truth, when it comes out like this, hurts or offends because people want to be a part of a winning team. I understand that. But going back to Mr. Obama's unpopularity, the only people he are unpopular with now are the fence sitters, known as the independents, who are given to vote Democrat or Republican depending on the color or the flavor of the ice cream. The Democrats that were with Mr. Obama throughout his campaign are with him now. Not one Democrat has left him. The black people that are with Obama are still with him now. The Hispanics, the Catholics, the Jews that were with Obama then. The only reason why he has fallen in the polls now is because the independents, the fence sitters, the people that are undecided, the people that are double-minded, the people that are unstable in all their ways, the independents. Now, listen, I know that that offends you, but, you know, listen, our nation is on its way to hell in a handbasket, and you're worried about your feelings and whether I'm going to speak politically correct, which is the next problem. So I think that what we need to understand here and understand it clearly is that he has only lost the independents, but many of them are not ready to vote for a Republican. They may stay home. But his Democratic base is solid. Moreover, my brothers and my sisters, the very fact that he has been successful as a president, allegedly, for the last 2 years, gives him 2 more years to run his program. And I might I remind you that the best thing that happened to Bill Clinton was for him, Newt Gingrich, to come along and to take the House and the Senate. It gave Bill Clinton the opportunity to rebuild his presidency midterm. So I would say to you that all of this hullabaloo going on and all of this Sean Hannity stuff and all this promotion by Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck and all this talk about the Tea Party is nothing but hogwash from hogs who ain't been washed in 2 years. It is absolutely hogwash. All of this talk about taking the House and taking the Senate, for what it really means for America is for someone to crack those 500 million eggs out of Hillsdale's farm out in Iowa, poisoned with salmonella, and so for somebody to make a great big omelet, because that's all that is. And for you to eat it, you're only going to get sick. The only thing that's going to, that we need to be and should be doing and will cure this nation of the ills that are presently taken right now is to bring Obama up on charges, or at least to take the charges that were found in the CIA Columbia Obama sedition and treason trial right here at the Outlaw World Missionary Church, where he was found guilty on 17 counts, or for someone else to pick up the mantle. That's the only thing that's going to save our nation. That is the only thing that's going to save our nation. This Tea Party running around talking about we're going to take the House and take the Congress is nothing but one great big old rotten salmonella omelet made with 500 million eggs out of the Hillsdale's farm out in Iowa. And it stinks to high heaven like 500 million rotten eggs. It's going absolutely nowhere. And as I said earlier, the very fact that these people are claiming to be patriots and waving flags, and yet they will not stand up for this soldier, this military hero, this man of great honor, this man who's put his life on the line, Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin. If you can't open your mouth for him, keep it shut in my presence. Do you hear me? Keep your mouth shut, Sarah Palin. Keep your mouth shut, Joe Miller. Keep your mouth shut. If you can't open it on behalf of Lieutenant Terry Lakin, because you have nothing to say. And America, Sean Hannity, shut up. Shut up, Bill O'Reilly. Shut up and stop them fake tears, Glenn Beck. Shut up. Stop the act. You want to show your patriotism? Let's help Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin. You want to show me your patriotism? Otherwise, all right. Okay. All right. All right. So he's now Mr. Unpopular, Time Magazine. They were wrong when they called him the Messiah and the best thing that has ever happened in American politics. They were wrong in 2008, and they are wrong now. He is not Mr. Unpopular. He is not that. He just perhaps have ruffled some feathers on behalf of some of the liberal writers, or Michael Moore, or one of them, or maybe Barbara Streisand is upset with him, or George Clooney. But let me tell you something about Barack Hussein, the long-legged MacDaddy Obama. He is a man that was born out of the birth canal of hell itself. And by the way, a lot of people say, how can you say he's the son of Satan? Let me tell you something. Jesus said to the Pharisees that you are the son of your father, the devil, who is the father of a lie. Your father is the father of a lie, and he's the devil, and you are his son. So if the Pharisees, the religious leaders, could be sons of Satan, Obama is most assuredly of that right now. So here, we need to appreciate that, need to deal with it. Now go ahead now and get angry and fight and say, well, I'm a Tea Party member. Well, I'm a supporter of Beck, and I thought Saturday was a great event. Would have been had they honored Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin. I mean, here's a man that's being court-martialed, and nobody thought to call his name.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
James David Manning here. I want to tell you about our Outlaw Prison Outreach Project here. As you know, yours truly had the unfortunate opportunity to spend 3.5 years behind bars for burglarizing homes and stealing when I was in my youth, in my early 20s. The anger that had welled up in me, and I started stealing and it ended up in prison. And we'll talk about that later. But I want you to know that we have an Outlaw Prison Outreach Project here at our church. And there's several great leaders of that project. Debbie Myers is the actual chairperson of that leader of that group. But we have a businesswoman who's a member of our congregation, who's been a member of our congregation now for more than, oh, I guess 17 years. And she is legally blind. She has to be led around everywhere she goes, but she is has a sharp, tremendous business mind. And she has put together an Outlaw Prison Outreach Project t-shirt to help raise funds for our prison ministry. And this is a beautiful t-shirt made with the best of the double cord material. It will be long wearing. It's color fast. It's just a wonderful fitting garment. The shoulders and the bands around the muscle area of the t-shirt are just great. I've got one, and of course, Elizabeth's got one. And I want to ask you to order these t-shirts to help with the financing of our prison outreach here at the Outlaw World Missionary Church. But also, I'd like to introduce you to our wonderful businesswoman. Her name is Hannah Hamlin. She's legally blind, but she is a great business entrepreneur, and she has developed this t-shirt. And I want to ask you to get involved in participating in the business enterprises of Hannah Hamlin, and also the Outlaw Prison Outreach Project t-shirt. You're going to be so blessed, and we're going to be thankful if you will help us in that regard. So you're going to be able to order these right at our website at otlaw.org, and the proceeds will go to furthering our prison outreach ministry. As you know, there are some 2 million men in prison in America, and 1.6 of those million of those men are black men or African American men, and it has destroyed the fabric and the financial viability of the community. I mean, when you got that many men taken out of the workforce and taken away and not being able to bring bread home to the tables of their children, and all of these men have at least two children that they've left behind, and a wife and a mother and a lot of other family members that are hurting by this process. We want to try to heal that. We are not looking for charity and handouts, but we are looking for an opportunity to teach why this prison population exploded the way it did in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. Now, we need your help. So you're going to enjoy. This is a wonderful garment. It is certainly not a cheap garment. It wears well. You're going to love it. Don't forget as well that we're having the Outlaw celebration here starting on the 14th of September, 7:30 nightly. I need you to be a part of this. I need you to come and to share and to learn. Just come and sit in the audience for a few days to learn about what's happening here. And don't forget that the Outlaw Media Network will be at outlaw.org will be carrying the Manning Report starting on the 7th of September from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We're delighted to be able to be back up again doing our thing on the Manning Report. Now, I got to get out of here. Vaya con Dios. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from the other. May the peace of Almighty God that passeth all understanding preside over all your prayer concerns, your family, and your financial matters. And may that same peace watch over your down sitting and your uprising. If you haven't said it, say it now. Boom shakalaka and peace out.
We love America, yeah. We love America, yeah.
With recent international